Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Northeast Texas Trail, Jack Neal.
Good morning.
We're into the fall here, and I would think a very popular time for folks to be on the Northeast Texas Trail.
It really is. In fact, it's my favorite time to be on the trail. The temperature has cooled down a little bit. You're not sweating quite as much. Still take your water. Don't want to miss out on that. And the leaves have started to turn out there, and before long, they're going to be falling. And one of the things I like is as beautiful as that canopy is, the foliage in the fall gets sort of a different color, and then all of a sudden it goes away, and you can look out and see miles and miles that you didn't see before.
Well, I hadn't thought of it that way. You would think that you and others would not like when the leaves completely go away, but it does change your view.
It really does. I mean, and that's one of the things I really love about nature and about the trail specifically, is literally every time of the day, every day you go, it's a different experience. Just the lighting will be very much different, and the leaves are a good part of that.
Right. So great time to visit. And, of course, the Northeast Texas Trail reaches roughly, let's see, from Farmersville
to New Boston, about 130 miles.
Wow. So let's talk about this. A while back we visited, and you all had done so well. You got over $1 million in grants.
Exactly.
Thank you,
Texas Parks and Wildlife. We appreciate that.
Right, to upgrade the trail. And now you have a couple of legislators that are very much in your corner, State Senator Brian Hughes out of Quitman and State Representative Gary Van Dever out of New Boston. And they are interested in the idea of actually making the Northeast Texas Trail, the 130-mile length of it, a state park.
A Texas state park. It would be the first linear state park of a trail in Texas, and one of the biggest state parks in the country, obviously, with 130 miles. But they both were very supportive during the last legislative session, putting forth bills to make that happen. And when the session ended without that getting accomplished in our first attempt at it, both have gone to the potential of an interim study, if you will, where they will they've proposed, in the case of Senator Hughes proposing to the Lieutenant Governor, and in the case of Representative Van Dever proposing to Speaker Bonin, that interim studies be done in each one of those legislative houses, right? Exactly. And which would then, if that were to happen, that study would be done during, or those studies ideally, would be done during the interim, and then when the next session began, they'd be in a position to vote on making that happen,
which
we would hope.
Would be 2021?
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Because this was a legislative year, and it'll be the 2 years hence. So that's a very interesting idea, and obviously that would have major implications in terms of funding. And
absolutely. It would make a lot of good things happen. And honestly, the support coming from those two representatives is very much, that's important to us. And that's the kind of thing that, gets this kind of thing done.
We're talking with Jack Neal, and Jack's the director of the Northeast Texas Trail. Have you ever heard of another state park like that anywhere in the country?
There is another one. In fact, one I've been on, the Katy Trail up in Missouri.
Okay.
Crosses the state of Kansas. It is a state park. It's actually five different state parks in their case. So there is a precedent. There's a little bit of difference in that was basically put together on donated money from the very start and started its life pretty much as a state park. So we're doing things a little bit different, but we hope to accomplish the same thing.
Well, you did. It's somewhat in the rearview mirror, but you all did very well on the Northeast Texas Giving Day here a few weeks ago.
We're very happy with that. We did a little over $4,100. That's a very nice donation. To me, the beautiful part of that is couple of things. One, all of that's going to go to the western portions of the Northeast Texas Trail. And, that's, in many ways, that's the first part of the trail that a lot of folks out of DFW and Metroplex see, ride on, experience. The other part is what we're using that for will be match money toward other grants, we hope, from such as the Parks and Wildlife folks, who we were very successful with this past year, and TxDOT. And in the case of especially Parks and Wildlife, that kind of donation can be basically it ends up with a like 4-to-1 match. So that kind of donation then accomplishes an awful lot of work. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we need.
Mm-hmm. I saw something on your Facebook page, very interesting. And of course, Hank Pickering in Wolf City is a great supporter of the Northeast Texas Trail. And one of our regular guests, Derek Price, does a thing called Celebrate Hunt County, which is a terrific video series. And he did a video with Hank, and they went out on the trail there in Wolf City. You had not understood.
I have not. As soon as we end this, I'm going to check that one out.
Well,
exactly.
I just would say for anybody who hasn't seen that, it's a great way to see the Northeast Texas Trail if you have not been out there. And Derek is an expert videographer, and he shows the trail to its best advantage.
Fantastic. Well, and Hank, no one knows the trail better than Hank. He does an amazing amount of work.
What an advocate he is.
He really is.
And we should mention that Hank and the folks in Wolf City are having their second annual chili cook-off in support of the Northeast Texas Trail. That will be this coming Saturday, I think, starting about mid-morning Saturday morning.
And it doesn't get better than the trail and chili on a fall morning, or a fall daytime. Time all day long, put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's right. So be sure to make your way to Wolf City on Saturday, and that's a good way to support Northeast Texas Trail. No doubt you'll have a great time. Jack, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Jack Neal is the director of the Northeast Texas Trail, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.